Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Win Anyway podcast. This is Rich Hopkins, the Win Anyway guy, and it has been two whole weeks already. I can't believe it. Mostly because last week was Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and so I went a whole week without doing a whole lot of anything except eating. A lot of eating. That seems to be what Thanksgiving is all about, but I managed to do it on not just Thanksgiving Day, but throughout the entire week. Well, the big thing, the reason I didn't have the podcast is because my daughter didn't have youth group last week, so I wasn't out for an hour and a half with nothing to do. Wait a minute, that makes it sound like I only do this podcast when I have nothing else to do. That's not really the way I want it to happen. The way it works is I do this podcast when I have an opportunity without a lot of people around me. And with six kids, that opportunity does not come around that often. And these youth group nights, they're great because I drop Rachel off and then it's just me inside my car, or tonight at least, inside my van. Me, a microphone, and you. Although, technically, you're not there yet, even though you're there right now as you listen. How bizarre is that? The zen of podcasting, I suppose you can call it. Speaking of zen, my wife seems to be pretty zen. She does some amazing things without seeming to even think about it. When I got home the other day, she was on top of the roof. Like, what are you doing on top of our roof? She's hanging Christmas lights. Thinking, what in the world? Why would... Well, you know, she loves Christmas. And she loves having Christmas lights. And she had enough this year, thought, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do it. And she did a great job. She even took a hula hoop and created a Christmas wreath out of a bunch of spare strands of garland we had, and decorated it and hung it out on our chimney. Pretty amazing stuff. Of course, it was crooked until today when I stood out there and she went back on the roof and asked me to make sure she got it centered just perfectly. Now I know you're thinking, Rich, why are you letting your wife go up on the roof and do this stuff? Well, first of all, I don't let her. She just does it. She's a roof climber anyway, I guess you would say. And me, if you get me up on the roof, I think I've got a greater than 50-50 shot of falling to my death. So that's just not something that this guy does. You know, I suppose if it really was important, if I had to save one of my children, I could get up on the roof. But for Christmas lights, no. That's not going to happen. And as she was up there today, I was asking her how far she could see. And she could see pretty far. I mean, after all, she's up on the roof. She could see all the way up over the other houses, up to the golf course that's in kind of the center of our neighborhood. And she just had such a wonderful view. And that's a great thing. It's nice when you can get some perspective in life. And it's kind of like the higher you get, the better your perspective gets. When you're able to get high up in the mountains, you're able to see from a long, long distance. For those of you who may be city dwellers, if you've gotten on the top floor of some of your buildings, you might realize that you can see almost out of the city entirely. And there are some cities where you can actually see the next city or out into the next state. Or if you're Sarah Palin, I suppose you can see Russia. Oh, but wait, that's getting me into, I guess, too much of a political arena. But yeah, you can see far the higher you go. You also can see farther the older you get. You know, it's amazing how our perspective can shift the older that we get. You know, I told you earlier, in so many of the podcasts, of course, that I have six kids. They're such a big part of my life. And one of them is 14. And wow. Do you remember when you were 14? You think you have life just all figured out? You think that you have enough life experience to know exactly what is going on in the world? Well, let's face it. We almost think that no matter what age we are. Now, we can be self-aware, and we become more and more self-aware the older that we get. But the older we get, the more we think we know. And then 5 years down the line, we think, wow, did I really think that 5 years ago? And I tell you, trying to have discussions with my 14-year-old, it can be difficult because she truly does think she knows all about life and what's happening to her and what decisions she wants to make. And, you know, it's my job as a parent to try to put on the brakes and let her know what's going on and try to give her some perspective. But the last thing I ever wanted as a teenager was for my parents, and my mom specifically, because when I was 14, it was just me and my mom. My dad left the family when I was 9 years old, so my mom pretty much brought me up. But as much as I loved her and as much as I respect her for everything she did, the last thing I wanted to hear from her when I was 14 was about how I should have perspective. So I suppose it's only fitting, of course, that I am now going through that myself. And I guess I can hope that my daughter, when she's my age, gets to suffer the same fate as she tries to teach her own kids to have a little bit of perspective. Perspective is such a relative concept. No matter who you are and what your situation is, you always think that you have it maybe worse than everybody else, or that life couldn't be better if you're a more positive thinker, or that people don't understand who you are and where you are. And no matter where you are in life, that perspective is always going to change. It's always going to grow. Part of living the win anyway life is understanding where you are and who you want to be, and I guess in a sense being about as stubborn as a 14-year-old to a degree, because you know, as I listened to my 14-year-old in our last big discussion, one of the things she kept saying was that she didn't care what the world wanted her to be. She wanted to be who she wanted to be. She was just trying to figure out who that is. Now, yeah, isn't that a typical teenager thing to think? And of course, she even said that, I know, that's just a typical teenager thing to think. But it's really something typical for all of us to think about. To, as individuals, to be continually finding ourselves, to often be reinventing ourselves. I talked about that in a podcast a few months back, about how we always have the opportunity to reinvent who we are and what we want to do, what our goals are, and that we really shouldn't let what the world thinks get in the way. I mean, that is at the very foundation of what winning anyway is all about. Be who you always wanted to be instead of who the world has let you become. There is a process, though, that you have to go through to try to weed out what it is the world is telling you from what you yourself are telling you. And it's tough because we only know that which we've experienced or that which we try to learn about through third-party experiences by reading books and studying and talking to other people and kind of trying to live through other people, see if their kind of life or their career or their relationships are the types of relationships that we want to have. But how do you sort through what the world's telling you and what you're telling you? You almost have to take a look and realize that everything you are telling you as a result of your experiences in the world, the experiences with other people, and you have to sort through them. You have to sift through what it is that truly resonates with you. And I don't know if we can truly be individuals, no matter how hard we try, simply because we are such a result of the people around us, the environment around us, and the experiences that we've had. We cannot divorce ourselves of all of that. And I think my 14-year-old would argue that. But even when you try to be just who you are and say, I'm not a result of what everybody else says I should be or what experiences I've had, and you go a different direction, well, you're going a different direction based on the direction you were going in before. And so, I mean, whatever direction you're going in is coming off of a different direction, and the first directions you always go in are based on what your life has been like and who you've been around and what you've been told. So can you truly be an individual? Well, okay, again, it's relative. Being an individual, having perspective, winning anyway, in and of itself, is a relative concept. Because winning anyway to you may not be winning anyway to me. And that's okay. And that's part of what makes the whole concept of win anyway something that can work for everybody in almost every instance. Because when you take a look at your life and realize that it's not a zero-sum game, that there has to be a winner and a loser, and that's what a zero-sum game is. I had somebody ask me, you know, what is a zero-sum game? And it's zero-sum is a bit of a complicated mathematical situation, but essentially it's used quite often in the sporting world where, you know, say you have a tournament with 64 teams and only one team can win. Well, that just means that all the teams play each other and eventually all the teams will have lost except one. So it's a zero-sum game. You can take all those teams, all those people, and you'll end up with a whole bunch of losers and only one winner. And that tends to be the way our society works, as I've talked about before. That's one of the whole basis, again, of winning anyway, is that we don't have to worry about winning or losing. Yes, we will experience winning and losing. We will end up in contests, and we will end up in competitive situations, and we won't always be the victor, the champion, the top banana, the one ultimately recognized for excellence, but we can find our victories in different ways. And those different victories are going to be different from what other people are willing to accept as victory. There are going to be people looking at us and what we define as winning and thinking, wow, they're settling, or they just can't handle losing. Well, I don't want winning anyway to be either one of those things. You don't have to settle. I mean, just because you didn't finish at the top of the heap doesn't mean that you can't have some victory within it, but it also doesn't mean that you have to stop and accept that that's where you are. That might be where you are right now, but that doesn't have to be where you are the next time. And it also doesn't mean that that goal has to be the only goal you ever go after. You know, I've talked multiple times about the World Championship of Public Speaking. It's a contest that I really want to win, and I've gone very far in the contest, taking third in the world in 2006. I've never gotten as high, even though I've gone back to that contest multiple times since then, including this last year. Now, I may never win that contest, but I can have a lot of victories through that contest in terms of winning on my way up the chain as I try to get closer and closer to the finals, victories in learning about myself, victories in becoming a better speech writer and a better speaker in general, victories in meeting people and finding clients that I coach and clients that I may go speak for and increasing my reputation, and victories in just having fun, victories that don't have to include the ultimate trophy. And I think, in truth, I've had some victories that some of the champions have never had. I've certainly had experiences that a lot of them who went and won the world championship on their first try have never had. So it's a matter of figuring out what those victories are. But at the same time, I don't have to say that that goal is the only goal I have to reach, or that even that that's the ultimate goal, because I know that is not my ultimate goal. And this podcast can in some ways be a lot more important than winning the World Championship of Public Speaking, because I can reach a lot more people ultimately with this podcast as it becomes more popular, as I become more consistent with it, as I become better at it and learn not to ramble quite as much as I still sometimes ramble. Ultimately, my goal is to continue being a professional speaker, to continue being a professional coach, to be able to help as many people become better speakers, to become better people, to become happier with themselves, to really understand what winning anyway is all about, to help as many people find their own victories in whatever capacity they may be, to give them the tools they need to redefine what victory, what winning is to them, and to celebrate those victories anyway. To win anyway, to laugh anyway, to celebrate anyway, to dance anyway, to love anyway, to have faith anyway, to believe anyway, to anything it is you want anyway. So back to the main concept of this podcast, and that really is perspective. And yes, you will gain greater perspective the higher you get and the older you get, the more experience that you possess. But your perspective is always going to change. And accepting that is going to help you win anyway, because it's going to allow you to shift your goals as you need to shift your view of what winning and what victory is, and to shift your view of what losing is all about. To learn to accept different types of victories, victories within losses, and even victories within victories. You know, sometimes there are a lot of other victories that you have that can be ultimately more important than the ultimate victory. I mean, look at it this way. If you go out and say you're on a sales team and you win that month's sales contest, well, is the true victory that you won the sales contest and got the $5,000 bonus? Or is the victory in all the work and dedication and obstacles you overcame to get there? In what you learned so that you can do things the same way next time, even if you don't win the next sales contest, you have still won a victory in what you've learned and what you can now apply in the future. So no matter what it is you're doing in life, look for those things that can matter to you. Change the way you look at who you are, at what you do, at what you want to achieve. Change the perspective you have so that you can see it in a different light, so that you can see it in more of a positive light, in more of a constructive light, so that ultimately you can win anyway. I thank you for being here today. I hope that you have found us on iTunes or on Podomatic or wherever this may be. I think I'm going to be putting this on Spreaker pretty soon, maybe even tonight. You know, I want you to subscribe. Please subscribe. Leave me a rating. Leave me a comment. The biggest benefit that we can create together is by spreading this message. If you have found value in this message, let somebody else know it exists. Let somebody else know this podcast exists. And I'll try to have a little bit more fun, try to be a little bit more witty in my next podcast. You know, this has really been on my heart with what I've been going through with my 14-year-old and, you know, what I've been going through just in general in life. It's the perspective I have tonight. So thank you for being here, and until next time, again, remember, win anything.